It's our pleasure to welcome you today. We have a good crowd and we're excited to see you. I'm thrilled to be with you to talk to you about the Book of God. A great privilege to be able to preach the gospel. I'm thankful for your interest in the things which bring us together. I've got a little question for you today. Can you count the apples in a seed? You could count the seeds in an apple. Or you may count the apples on a tree. Or you may count the trees in an orchard. But who can count the apples in a seed? This lesson springs from our reading. We heard read very ably from Luke 8, 5 through 15, where the Lord told the parable of the sower. He talked about the sower that went forth to sow the seed. And the seed fell four different places, you recall. There was seed that fell among the wayside, and the birds came along and ate it. Then there was seed that fell upon a rock. Because it lacked moisture, withered away. Then there was seed that fell among thorns, choked it, couldn't bring forth fruit. And then there was seed that fell upon good ground. That was of the four different places the seed fell, the productive soil. And these different places the seed was planted represent different hearts. The good ground represents those who bring forth fruit. As Luke 8 says, others fell on good ground and yielded fruit a hundredfold. I'd like for us to make spiritual application of this principle. Can you count the apples in a seed? Come with me to the book of John in chapter 1 and read along with me beginning in verse 40. John chapter 1 and verse 40. The Bible says, one of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon and saith unto him, what did he say to his brother? We have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. It's a beautiful story, isn't it? You know what Andrew just did? Planted seed. Where did he plant it? In the heart of his brother. His brother's name is Peter. We're probably more familiar with Peter than we are with Andrew. But it all began right here. With a little seed. Andrew the sower. His brother the soil. When he said, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. Can you count the apples in a seed? You might make a little note that Andrew found his brother. His brother Peter preached on Pentecost. Peter became a disciple of the Lord as this fisherman was called to be a fisher of men. And in Acts chapter 2, he preached the first recorded gospel sermon in Jerusalem among all nations. His sermon begins in Acts 2:22, and he says, ye men of Israel, hear these words. You know what Peter is doing? He's planting seed, preaching the word, as the seed is the word. And when they heard this, verse 37 says, they were pricked in their heart and said, what did they say unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles? Men and brethren, what shall we do? It's a good question, isn't it? A question that needs to be asked by every man, woman, boy, and girl today. What shall we do? And we need to have the attitude that whatever the Lord would have us to do, that's what we shall do. Here's what they were told, verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now watch verse 41. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Let me ask you again. Can you count the apples in a seed? Here Andrew found his brother. Said, we found the Messiah. We found the Christ. We found the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6. And what did Peter do? He preached the seed. He planted the seed on Pentecost. And about 3,000 gladly received his word and were baptized. Watch the seed multiply. When you come to Acts chapter 5, verse 12 talks about the growth of the church as by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And verse 14 records, believers were the more added to the Lord. Multitudes, both of men and women. You ought to underscore that. Multitudes. And then over in Acts chapter 6, verse 7 reports, and the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples, what happened to that number? Multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. And a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Let me ask you again, can you count the apples in a seed? Now, these Jerusalem disciples that cropped up as a result of seed being planted were dispersed. They were scattered because of persecution. You read about that in Acts chapter 7 and 8. In Acts chapter 7, you have the example of Stephen. There were false witnesses set up to bring false accusations against him, things that were not true. And he gave a defense in a sermon before the council. And they didn't like what he had to say. They were so upset about it, so cut to the heart, that they gnashed on him with their teeth and they put him to death by stoning. And in Acts 8, verse 1, the Bible says, at that time there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. You know what these scattered saints and dispersed disciples did? Look at verse 4. They that were scattered abroad went everywhere, doing what? Preaching the word. You know what they were doing? Sowing the seed, scattering the seed. Remember in our story with which we started from Luke 8, 5 through 15, that the seed is the word. They were planting gospel seed. Now, some of these, according to Acts chapter 11 and verse 19, traveled to a place called Antioch. Listen to this story. You'll love it. Acts 11, 19 beginning. Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only. What were they doing? Preaching the word in their travels. And among the places they preached, Antioch. And some of them which were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. They're sowing the gospel seed in Antioch, among other places. And look at verse 21. The hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Look at that. Let me ask you that question again. Can you count the apples in a seed? Andrew found his brother and planted seed. His brother preached on Pentecost, planting seed. And about 3,000 obeyed the gospel. That multiplied and grew. And when those disciples were dispersed and went everywhere preaching. Some of them went to Antioch and preached. And that planted in Antioch the church of our Lord. Now look at Acts chapter 13. The Bible says, now they were in the church that was Antioch, certain prophets and teachers. And he gives a listing of some of their names. And the Bible says they ministered to the Lord and fasted, and the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed. And this begins Paul's first preaching trip. And he'll make three of those. You know what these men are doing, Paul and Barnabas and others who are working with them? They're sowing the seed. And through these evangelistic trips that he makes, along with others, churches were cropped up and produced in lots of different cities. As it found lodging in honest and good hearts and brought forth fruit. And so I ask you again, can you count the apples in the seed? I want to share a little story with you. In the fruitful tree there is an apple. Deep within the apple, many seeds. So the Father set all things in order, knowing just what everything would need. You may count the seeds within the apple. You may count the apples on the tree. You may count the trees within the orchard. Who can count the apples in a seed? Who can count the apples in a seed? Who can say how much the fruit will grow? Who can know the harvest of tomorrow? Who can count the apples in a seed? From the mind of God before creation, from the heart of heaven, mercy's plan, bringing peace to every tribe and nation, heaven's hope for lost and dying man. God would take the brightest star of heaven, send him down to hang upon a tree, tell the world that Jesus is redemption, say he came to pardon you and me. Who can count the apples in a seed? Who can say how far the word will go? Who can know the harvest of tomorrow? Who can count the apples in a seed? Do not doubt that someone will believe it, though 100 hear and turn away. For if only one heart will receive it, through the one, 1,000 may obey. It may be a gentleman of 90. It may be a child of only 10. Sow the precious seed for the Almighty. You can watch it multiply again. Who can count the apples in a seed? Who can say how far the word will go? Who can know the harvest of tomorrow? Who can count the apples in a seed? I hope this little question, can you count the apples in a seed, will move and motivate us, stir and stimulate us to get the seed out of the barn and put it in the soil and pray God will give the increase. It may be a brother in your family. It may be a sister. It may be a son, a daughter. It may be a parent, a grandparent, an aunt, an uncle, a cousin. It may be some acquaintance at work. It may be a neighbor next door. It may be a friend. Who can count the apples in a seed? The seed's been sown today. What will you do with it? What kind of soil are you? There are those who are represented by the wayside. They hear the word and they receive it. The devil comes along and steals it, lest they should be saved. There are those who are like rock. The seed is planted. They receive it. And unfortunately, they're shallow. They don't develop deep roots. And because of that, they wither away. There are those who are like the seed being received among thorns. Because of cares and riches and pleasures of this life, they're choked out. The seed is choked out and become unfruitful. But may you and I be the good ground, that when we hear it, we believe it, we obey it, and we bring forth fruit, some 100-fold. Maybe you've not yet obeyed the gospel. You've not been baptized into Christ. Why don't you do that today? Having heard it, to believe it, to repent of your sins, to confess your faith, to be baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to be added to the church, to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And as a Christian, a disciple of Christ, to recognize that He has no hands but our hands. And it's our mission to sow the seed. And to be moved by this little stirring question. Can you count the apples in a seed? We can assist you in obedience of the gospel, or you've fallen away, you've not been alive to your spiritual responsibilities. You need to come saying, I have sinned. We'll pray for you. As together we now stand and sing the song, we invite you to come.